BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, we set out all the rules and terms and conditions for next week's relationship transfer deadline day. So if you're thinking of dumping somebody, you might want to listen. Real or No Real has some interesting info on the blue verified ticks you get on Twitter. Also, Dear Scott from the Posh Radio 4 lady, we play a Christmas song and get excited about it. And more on the Tinder details of Mrs. X. Good afternoon, Christopher.
Hello.
Did you get on the mulled wines last night?
Oh, I loved it.
This your local town kind of Christmas fair, wasn't it?
It's like when they turn the lights on. They call it Pin a Pantomime Evening.
But there's no pantomime.
Yeah, but right, so I looked into this last night. It's because, like, all the shops, all the owners of the shops, they get dressed up in panto kind of clothes. Genies
right.
And stuff like that.
Do they?
Yeah.
But there's no actual pantomime at all going on in the town.
No. Do you know what I do want to be
it's
now,
confusing
though?
If you're an outsider to the town, isn't it? It's like, if you, like, just drove in there for the first time, you're like, okay, I'm in Pinner. What's happening tonight? Pinner pantomime. Well, I'll be good. That would be excellent. No pantomime going on. That would really confuse you.
Do you know what I'm going to be when I'm older, though? A Morris man. Seriously, I'm made for it. It's, from what I can see, they drink a lot of beer and dance around. It's the perfect job.
Morris dancers.
I don't think it is a job.
No, I think it's probably something they're doing that... Is it a spare time thing? I don't think you can be a full-time Morris dancer. Do you want to be one?
I'd love to be one.
I'm sure they could sign you up.
I think you'd be fantastic.
I've actually tried it once.
Have you?
Yes, I have. yeah, I did. I gave it up after about a minute. It was, well, since you ask, it was with David Hasselhoff about 5 years ago, and we had to be Morris dancers. It's not something I would repeat. But...
Oh, it wasn't just you choosing to go... give it a go.
No, I was kind of made to.
I'm fascinated by it. And what I found quite funny is when they all met up at the start, because they meet up and they're all dressed in the, you can see it underneath their coat, like the long socks, the clothes, the bells and stuff like that. But they all meet up at the start as if it's all perfectly normal. And then they sort of take their coats off and start to, it's just amazing.
Are you too young to be a Morris dancer, or is it all ages?
I don't know. I'm also...
Well, could you put an age on any of them? What age was on it?
Oh, it was slightly older.
Yeah.
But there was one younger person there last night, and she was a Morris... I don't know what the technical term is, a Morris lady.
Morris lady.
But she had a moustache.
Sorry?
She had a moustache, like a drawn-on moustache.
Oh, drawn-on, okay, right. I thought you'd been really rude then.
No. I mean, it was like, I don't know if this is the rules of being a Morris man, that you've got to have a... Because I would have to draw one on as well.
Yeah, you can't grow one.
Either way, I'd love to... Look, it's just...
So she had
really
a drawn-on moustache?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, the entry requirement for being a Morris man is that you have to have a moustache.
I'm sure they'll all be on now telling us. And how was the rest of the evening? Who'd you take?
It was great. Just got on the mulled wines. You know how it is.
Yeah. Your dad there?
Yeah, my dad was there. He loved it.
How's Ron?
Good. Didn't bump into Katie Wasel, which was unfortunate.
Gutted.
Do you think she thinks she's too famous for
it now? Yeah, she's well famous for it now. She wouldn't turn up to that.
Also, I couldn't see who was turning on the Christmas lights. I don't know if it was an actual thing. Maybe I just missed it.
All right. Do you think it was a celebrity of any note?
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
And were all the shops open again?
Yeah, and this is another thing that I found a bit odd, is that what happens is all the estate agents and all the local shops stay open quite late and they, you know, serve mulled wine and welcome people in. There's mince pies and
the
things.
The estate agents open?
Yeah.
Late?
Yeah.
All the shops open late?
Well, most of the shops are open quite late. But there was also, like, I was going from shop to shop. It was like a bit of a shop crawl, you know, mulled wine there, mulled wine in the next one, that kind of thing. Went to the next one. There's a full-on party going inside. It was like a funeral place.
And did you feel like going, have a bit more respect, please?
I felt like having a word, but then I thought to myself, what is wrong with having a party in there? It's very odd, because usually from the outside it's quite dark windows.
In a funeral director's?
Yeah, there was balloons.
You were knocking back the mulled wines at a funeral director's.
The mulled wines were on, everyone was having a right laugh.
Isn't it a bit weird having a mulled wine late at night in an estate agent's office? Don't you find that a bit strange?
It is, come to think of it,
yeah.
Good fun, though.
You've been doing it years?
I've been doing it, yes, but that, I mean, of course, from quite a young age.
Yeah. How old?
Legal age, of
18,
course.
Of course.
Yeah. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, we were talking about this on Wednesday. It's nearly time of that year again to celebrate Christmas. And also, it's time for us to discuss the 2013 relationship transfer deadline once again.
You already make it sound like a thing, like more of a thing.
Well, we've announced the dates. So, this is the time...
where you cannot break up with somebody during Christmas, okay? So I've given you the dates, but I don't think I did the actual, you know, hours. So it's going to be 3 o'clock on Wednesday, the 4th of December. That's next Wednesday. Anyone in a relationship after this deadline must remain with their current partner until 3 o'clock on Monday, the 6th of January.
I like it. You're making it like a proper put in the diary kind of thing.
Do it. Put it in your phone. Put it in your diary, because it's really harsh dumping somebody over the festive season. As we were saying on Wednesday, if there's Christmas lights and decorations up in their house, that's just horrible.
And it feels to me that you've actually given this date a lot of thought.
Yes. I mean, in previous years, we've just, like, made it a bit more vague. It's been like, oh, yeah, like, kind of middle of December to middle of January. But I wanted to put an actual date and time on it this year because it really confused people in previous years. Like, am I in the window? Am I not?
Mm.
So by putting 3 p.m., Wednesday, 4th of December, till 3 p.m., Monday, 6th of January, those are clear barriers there, you see?
I mean, it is... sounding very similar to the transfer deadline day that happens with football.
I don't really know much about that. What happens?
Well, it just, you know, it's like a very important day in the footballing calendar. It's where all the sort of wheeling, what's the phrase? Wheelie dealings. Wheeler and dealing sort of stuff happens. The wheelie dealings.
Oh, excellent.
You know, what, the ones I mean?
Where, and it's where they can go to another club.
Yeah, so clubs are putting in last-minute bids for other players.
Like an auction, but with people.
Kind of. But because it's last-minute, they're very keen. Because there's this actual deadline, that's when all the exciting stuff happens.
What happens on TV?
Well, on the actual deadline day, you'll find that there's, players are spotted in certain areas.
All
and
right. What, with coats over their head?
Yeah, and there's like loads
how
of...
How exciting, I might watch
it. It's a big day. It's a big day. I mean, is this how you're viewing... The relationship deadline day.
We can make it as big. Why not? We can do what we want.
Really?
It's next Wednesday, so we haven't got much time. But just to let you know, if you were listening the other day, those are the actual times. So if you're thinking about it, and only if you're thinking about it, then all relationship statuses must be clarified before Wednesday, because then you can't get out of it again until the 6th of January.
I love that you're making this a thing.
It's a public service.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Ben from Bournemouth says, I wish my ex knew about the relationship transfer window when she dumped me for another bloke on Christmas Day last year. That's harsh. See, we did do it last year, but it wasn't as specific as it is now. We're just laying down the rules now, which is better for people.
But I'm thinking about this more and more, judging by the tweets and texts that are coming in. There's a lad called Sam who says that Christmas dumping deadline day, hoping for an hour-by-hour countdown. I quite like this idea that actually it becomes like the football one.
On Sky Sports or whatever.
Yes.
I think that's a little bit extreme.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I don't
what
know.
What else happens on there?
I think it could be quite funny, the idea that... Well, I mean, if you want to compare the two, I suppose, the idea that we'd have sort of a rumour kind of mill, you know, rumours of dumpings, that kind of thing. Maybe we could suit up for it. That would be nice.
Wear suits.
Be quite smart.
What do we actually report on? Surely we're just talking nonsense for hours.
Yes, exactly.
Is that
what
they do?
But it's not dissimilar to how it sort of works in the actual... We could have a helicopter in the sky.
I don't think we can afford a helicopter.
I don't know. They seem to manage it for the...
We could ask the Russians.
Well, there you go.
He's a billionaire. I'm very famous in Ukraine. Zahor. He must have a helicopter we can borrow. I think we're getting a little bit carried away with ourselves.
I don't know, because the football one is such a big day... I like the idea of it being like a full-on day. Like it's something that we can all get excited for.
For people being dumb.
Because you know, with the football one, I do get very excited for it.
I know.
It's a day that you never really understand, but generally if the show's on, I'm here by the computer, sort of keeping an eye on it.
I'll leave you to work it out for a bit, all right? I mean, maybe we can go big-ish and on it on Wednesday. Can I just say? No one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott Mills and Chris Stark are the last people in the world who should be giving relationship advice. Dumping should only be brought forward to 4th of December if they were already planned for the Christmas period. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December.
Did you just write that?
Thank you, yeah. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris from Kent's been on. This is really good to know about the dates. Thanks for clarification. I broke up with my girlfriend last Thursday and was wondering, was it too close to Christmas? No, you're still within. Transfer deadline is 3 p.m. Wednesday, 4th of December, And then you've got to remain with your partner, if you haven't already, until the 6th of January. That's a Monday, 2014, at 3 p.m.
I like your T's and C's voice.
Yeah.
Danny from Stoke is calling this idea genius. Mm-hmm. And I have to agree. But his suggestion is that we go live to, like, town centres and have the latest... I mean, I like how this could escalate.
And now let's go over to Swindon and see what's happening there.
You won't know about this, but... But always on transfer deadline day, they always have an interview with Harry Redknapp, sort of leaning out his car window.
Saying?
They always ask him, like, what are you up to, Harry? Are you buying? You know, what's going on? And he'll always go, I'm not interested in deadline day. There's nothing going on. There is always something.
He's always
going
on, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Does it come to truth afterwards that there's always something happening and he was involved?
Yeah. Oh, of course, yeah, but I think we should try get Harry Redknapp leaning out his car window to talk about this
for
as
our
well.
Transfer deadline day. What do you think about that dumping, Harry? Do you know anything? No, I don't know anything.
Although he blatantly does.
Someone says, what happens if you're just dating someone and not actually in a relationship? Is that an exception to the breakup deadline? That's from Anonymous. That's true, you see, because like loads of people are going on Tinder dates at the moment, so what do you do about that? Like Miss
Good
X.
Point. Yes.
Actually, she emailed me this week saying that things got a little bit awkward.
Can we get her on?
Let's try and get her on, shall we? We've got a number, right? The Scott Mills Daily. Right, some people are asking about loans here on the deadline. Absolutely not. Loans not allowed, yeah. Not available. We're just about confirming your relationship status over the festive season. If you're thinking about getting rid of somebody, then that's the time to do it.
Loans almost aren't our issue, really.
The loans have nothing to do with us. Yeah, she's on. Hi, Miss X.
Hello.
You sound cheery.
Yeah, I am cheery. It's Friday. Can't complain.
So I'm hearing things have got a bit awkward dating-wise.
Yep, really. Very awkward. I'm a bit sort of puzzled as what to do.
Okay, so how many have you got on the go at the moment, but you're still single?
Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
How are you figuring this out? Are they there?
What do you mean, are they there?
It's like you're pointing at them.
I don't know. I'm going through them in my head.
I love that you have to count just to make sure on your fingers, probably. Like 1, 2.
Yeah,
three.
I literally had to. I literally was like getting my fingers out and going through them.
Is it getting awkward?
It is. It is really, like, this week especially has been quite awkward indeed.
Why?
Well, I'm still getting newbies on in terms of I had a first date last night, but most of them are now, like, second or third or fourth or however many dates.
Yeah.
But this week was especially bad because I went on a date with one guy and then went into this pub and sat down and was faced with another guy's group of mates.
Oh.
I was sitting there clearly on a date.
And it was the mates of another guy that you'd already been on a date with?
Yeah, because obviously they've started like introducing me to friends and stuff now.
Oh, no.
And I just did not know what to do. I was just sat there like dying inside. And they were waving at me. They were like looking at me like, what is going on? And one of them specifically, who I'd spent a lot of time talking to on the night I met them, like, waved at me, and I was just like, oh, dear Lord. So,
and it was clear you were on another date with someone else.
Yeah, like, so clear. And the guy who I was with is someone who I've been seeing quite a lot, and he's, like, really touchy-feely, and it was just, I just had to, like, try and stay away from him as much as I could.
So
it wasn't like going to ruin everything for
me. You're getting yourself into all sorts of situations now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's getting really quite complicated.
Out of interest, what happened with the other bloke now then? Is he off?
No, well, kind of. I managed to blag my way out of it because I don't ever really officially end it with any of these people.
Oh,
I just sort of see them less.
Yeah.
It's like me, you can't say no. Good morning. I remember there was one time, a long time ago now, where I had a birthday party and about 3 exes turned up and then they all discussed... When they were going out with me and the times didn't fit together.
My Lord.
That's really awful.
That's appalling, isn't it?
Is it awful?
That's a problem with surprise birthdays though, isn't it?
Oh, right. I think, have you heard about this deadline day thing that we're going to do?
No.
Okay, right. So it's happening next week.
Okay.
Christmas is nearly here, right? But there's nothing more cruel than dumping somebody during the festivities.
Oh, no.
So yeah. Anyone in a relationship after the deadline, which is Wednesday the 4th of December at 3 p.m, do have to remain with their partner until 3 p.m. on Monday the 6th of January next year.
So I can't, like, dump anyone in that time?
No, you can't.
Okay,
so you've got to kind of choose one, I think, if you're going to progress it, or just be single for the holidays.
Okay, blimey.
Is that stressing you out?
Yeah, it's, who do I choose? And
I don't know.
Where is that going
to
go?
You don't have to choose either of them, but then I would have to say you're going to have to calm things down over Christmas. You don't want to accidentally get into a relationship in that time.
No, this is very true.
How many did you say you had on the go?
Like six. This is what I mean. It's not just like between two people. Like I'm seeing so many people now. And as I said, there's like new people all the time. So I'm obviously still on Tinder.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you had another new date last night, so you're adding more and more. Think about it, though. Like, how many Christmas presents are you going to have to buy in a few weeks if you don't bin some of them off?
Oh, no, there'll be a no Christmas present rule, 100%.
No, but you see, I think that you're in too deep and some of them will expect a Christmas present now.
Oh, no.
I think they will.
I really hope not.
You've not thought about this, Miss X, have you?
No, I haven't at all, actually. This is something that needs
urgent attention.
That's good. Yeah. Okay, cool. I'm going to have to really
I'll leave that with
it.
You.
Okay.
Okay, well, sorry about this bombshell, but I just wanted to make you aware, and then maybe we'll get back in touch after the weekend when your mind might be a bit clearer.
Yes, let's do that. Blimey, I've got a lot of thinking to do.
Okay, Miss X, I'll leave that with you.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Sorry. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, everybody, we have reached a breakthrough in the world of Christmas shopping from my friend Chris here. So in previous years, he has always gone to the same shop and spent about 10 minutes in there and bought absolutely everything for his friends and family. You know the kind of shop, the one that sell those massages for your head. Or the mini fans, or the remote control helicopters.
Or the pocket laser display.
The pocket laser display.
Sister.
Or the snow globes. You know the one I mean. It's, I think it's a shop with men in the title, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you get everything there, even for your mum and sister.
Yep.
Chris has just discovered this thing on the internet called Black Friday, and he's all about it.
Huge, new to this one.
Yeah.
Is it a new thing?
It's an American thing. It's a bit like Halloween, where I think it's going to become big, or bigger here, but some supermarkets and some websites are going big on it today. So the idea is Black Friday, you just get loads of bargains. In America, it's after Thanksgiving. So they do the Thanksgiving, they have the turkeys and that, and then they just go wild in the aisles the next day.
But then why are the shops, why is it the day after Thanksgiving the shops are going crazy? Do you know what I mean? Why
it's a bit like
a random one?
You know, like here, it's like Boxing Day, the sales start. Same.
Right.
So there's bargains to be had, and you're well into this now, aren't you?
Well, I'm seeing everything on this particular website that I'm on at the moment.
Yeah. But you're finding the same kind of things that you normally buy from that shop.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what's this massager that makes your face look younger? No, don't buy that.
It's a bulb, by the looks of it, that somehow makes you younger.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
That's what it's, and it's
what
not
it
even, I can't even say it's that cheap.
No. But they're the same, like, buy something different. There's so much stuff on that website. You're just buying the same stuff that you buy in that shop. They don't want a massager for the head anymore.
But they do want eternal youth, don't they?
No, they don't.
My mum would love that.
Don't get them a foot spa.
I don't know. Is it one day only, this thing? Is it one?
Yeah. Because today's Black Friday.
Of course, right. Well,
but are you going to order it all now?
New way to shop? Well, no, I'm not, because I do feel a bit odd doing my Christmas shopping so early.
Not that early, though. I've done it all.
Massively early compared to normal.
Well, yeah, normally it's Christmas Eve and you meet me in a pub at about 4 o'clock going, oh God, I haven't got anything!
I like how I go about things, because what happens, I go to that shop, buy the things, then I take them upstairs to the people who do the charity wrapping, pound a present.
Doesn't even
bosh.
Wrap them himself. Where's that done?
And it's all
near you?
Yeah, because I've previously bought that wrapping paper where you don't have to sellotape it. It
what,
just
Baco
scrunches
foil?
Up. It's similar to that, but they've made it Christmassy.
What, so like a Christmas version of tin foil so you don't have to be doing the wrapping?
Yeah, so you can just scrunch up. And I presented that one year and it didn't go down well.
No, I don't imagine it didn't.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Bought anything yet?
No.
Hey,
not
listen,
against it.
The Two Rifles ski team have been on. They're on the way to Val d'Isère at the moment. for the ski championships. We need to get involved with this.
I googled it after you started talking about it because we
talked about this the other day. It's the same as like going on a holiday to like Kavos or Magaluf, but only in the snow and Val d'Isère. Did you actually look it up after we talked about it?
I'm very interested in this idea now.
It's exactly the same. You were thinking it's posher people. I've seen Snow, Sex and Suspicious Parents on BBC
but
Three.
But they don't do the shirts, do they?
Everything else is the same.
Do you not think that there's a business opportunity in getting ski jackets printed up?
Maybe. You need to...
The kind of crap slogans and things like that.
It's on BBC iPlayer. Get involved. Watch that show.
I know, I keep meaning to.
It's people like you. It's not people... It's people like you.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? It's not all poshos.
Right.
I mean, there's a few Wills and a Poppies, but you know...
There are some normal people.
Yeah, there are some people that aren't...
That Wills and Poppies aren't.
Yeah, but like, not as posh as you would think, is what I'm saying.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So these ski holidays, which I'm quite interested in, not for the skiing, but for the après, do they wear more clothes than they do in, like, Kavos? Because that's going to be a problem, right, if it's really cold. And you've seen what they wear in Magaluf and Kavos.
Yeah.
And Zante and Malia. It's not much.
I don't know. I've not been on one of these holidays. But yeah. It's definitely worth us investigating.
Uh-oh. The poshos have been on.
What are they saying?
What's wrong with being posh? I'm posh, but I listen to Radio 1.
You're not that. You can't just say that you're posh.
Weird. But we're declaring yourself posh.
Well, you can't. You can't just go, I'm posh.
I think you can.
Well, then I'm
you
posh.
Know, you're not posh. But I think that, like, if you... Do you think if you're posh, you know it?
Yeah, but you.
Hello,
it's
I'm
an
posh.
Odd thing to text in saying, "Look, you're insulting all everyone who's posh."
Don't
I'm
insult
posh,
the posh.
I'm insulted. You can't proclaim
I'm posh
yourself.
Myself.
You can't.
You have to be told that you're posh by someone else.
It's someone else got to. Yeah, because otherwise I could say I'm posh.
And let's face it, you're really not.
Right, I'm posh.
No, you're not though. No one's ever told you that, have they?
And stop offending posh people like me.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with posh people. I'm just saying that there's some normal people, not normal, that some other people go as well. On these holidays, so we will fit in.
I'm friends with the monster, the son of my bitch. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. I haven't done this for a while. The posh Radio 4 lady reads out stuff that you send to me on email. It can be absolutely anything. This is your forum to say what you want. So send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Mark the subject Dear Scott and you'll probably get on.
Hello Scott, Chris and the PR4L. I've recently been competing in a law competition with school, in which I play the defendant and have to argue with people, blah, 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 etc. It turns out that in one case, my character was provoked by somebody who called her fat. So, when my friend, taking the role of the lawyer, asked, "Why do you think she said this?" I responded, in all seriousness, with, "Because she is fattest." I hope you're proud, and I hope Charlie Sloth is too. Unfortunately, I was the only person who understood the reference, which resulted in a bit of confused laughter and people telling me it wasn't a real word. Sad smiley. Love you, bye. Beth, 16, from Spalding. P.S. My team won. Laughing smiley.
I'm glad that you won, but Beth, please don't use that in law at school. Really not good.
Is it not a real word then? It's not,
no.
There's no such thing as...
No. It's just a joke of... Oh, you're fattest. No, you're fattest.
Yeah, but I wasn't sure if it was an actual
it's
thing
fattest
as well.
And fattest, right. You see? So, no, not a real word. So don't use that at school, but I can't believe you actually won.
Or any lawyers who might be listening.
Yes. You're fattest. Don't say that. I also like how the posh Radio 4 lady calls him Charlie Sloth. Like he's yeah. Like he's French. And bonjour, cuz. Imagine French Charlie Sloth. That'd be a lot.
I'd love to hear Charlie Sloth teach foreign languages.
Next.
Dear Scott, I've got my first Tinder date tomorrow. I've been on it a fair while and never got round to actually going on any dates, but you've inspired me to take a leap of faith. However, today he told me that he's 5'4". Now, I'm not being funny, but I'm 5'7", but because I've been speaking to him for a few weeks, I felt I had to pretend like it wasn't a problem. Open brackets, it definitely is a problem. Close brackets. Do you think I should arrange a sit-down date? Then he could be sat down when I arrive. Then it might be awkward at the end of the date when I have to whack the yellow pages out. I think everyone needs to be more specific on their Tinder profiles, like how tall are you? Can you create a Scott Mills Vitals that people can include? Love you, bye. Polly.
Polly, I didn't make up the rules of Tinder, do you know what I mean?
I'm maybe... not sure about these extra bits of information that you would...
Why has she got to whack out a yellow pages?
to, well, I assume to make him taller.
When I have to whack the yellow pages out.
Well done, Polly. You just got today's Who of the Day. Yellow pages!
I don't know about this one. I think this is a tricky one because, you know, I'm not the tallest person myself.
Neither am I. But just sit down all the time. It's going to be awkward when you do stand up to maybe have a little kiss to say goodbye or he walks you home or whatever. Right, so do we do Scott Mills vitals? Maybe, like, height.
I don't think height is vital, though.
Well, she's saying it's a problem. Weight?
Well, no, you can't.
Why not?
It's true, though. I suppose if you're going down that route, then you should declare all stats.
Yeah, say how many pounds you are, please.
But for me, they wouldn't be vital things that
what
you
are yours,
need to
then?
Know. Preferred choice of lunch, perhaps.
Yeah, that's important to you, isn't it?
That kind of thing. I think I would find myself more interested in what she would like for lunch than necessarily her height.
Okay. Nothing else? Just the lunch.
Vital statistics-wise?
Yeah, anything.
I can't think of anything else.
No. Well, you can, but yeah. All right, sorry, back to the question. So Polly's just found out the guy she's been chatting to on the Tinders is much shorter than her, and she's not keen. So there we are, vital statistics. I'm saying height, weight, and what you prefer for lunch. Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, and the PR4L, I'd like to know whether Miss X, formerly Mrs., has gone international. I was out on Saturday night and started talking to a couple who had met on the Tinders. He was from New Zealand and had flown over to Essex to meet up. Quite a lot of effort involved there. But was the lucky lady Miss X? Love you, bye, Chuck.
Chuck, hi. Love that we've got listeners called Chuck. It seems a bit extreme to go from New Zealand to Essex just to go on a Tinder date, would you say?
Yeah.
But that's the question everyone's asking. Anytime anyone hooks up with a girl on Tinder, you've got to ask yourself that question. Is it Miss X? It's causing blokes a lot of trouble. Like they just don't know whether it's her or not, and you will never know.
She's like the Stig, if you will, of that kind of world.
You, if you're on Tinder, you may have already dated Miss X and you don't know about it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, this bloke's come over from New Zealand to the UK. What's he set his radius on, please?
Good point.
Is there a maximum radius you can have on Tinder? Because that's far. I mean, like, I've seen it go up to like 15 miles, but it's more than that, New Zealand to the UK, isn't it?
Also, the range of people he must be flicking through.
Wow.
It's staggering.
He can't get anything done. That must just be his life now. You're under control. Power swiping is on.
Yeah.
Nothing else. Nothing else to do in New Zealand.
No?
No, I checked with my cousin, she lives there. I mean, it's beautiful and that, but there's nothing to do. Mm. Bit like Northern France, really pretty.
Oh, please,
nothing
don't start
do.
Up on...
Don't start me on Northern France again, please.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, it's Friday, and now an important public service announcement from the BBC. If you can't hear me properly in the West Midlands, we've got a transmitter problem. Hello? 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 That's why it's a bit quiet if you're listening in the Midlands at the moment. Sorry, we're trying hard to rectify this issue. This is Ellie Goulding on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Martin Cornwall. Yes, I'm sure they've tried switching off the transmitter and switching it back on again. They've probably tried that already.
It does usually work, that kind of thing, though, doesn't it? I don't know about transmitters.
No,
not
well,
my
I don't
thing,
know either.
But
Never ever heard to repair a transmitter. I'm sure they're working on it hard. It's the Sutton Coalfield transmitter, if you're interested. It's not working properly.
Why?
Some people were about to take their radios back to the shop. Who? And someone in his van was getting really annoyed and just hit the radio. Don't do that. It's just a transmitter problem. It's all going to be fine.
It does sometimes work when you do that kind of thing, though. That's...
Don't hit your van. I can't be responsible for that.
Oh, of course, yeah. Don't hit your van.
Greg's on at 4 today with some lovely Feet Up Friday people coming up. Just met them. They seem friendly.
Yeah?
Which is always helpful.
I like that you go to meet the Feet Up Friday people before. Like, you take a bit out your... Just go over, introduce yourselves.
Little Friday treat.
Help
for me, not
feel
them.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. So they're on at 4 o'clock with Greg James.
The Scott Mills Daily. What you want with my body?
Girl, what you want with me? What you want with my body world? I know the bit where R goes, I could be the in the. It's like, what's he singing?
What does the R stand for?
Rubbish. R. Kelly, I actually do really like that song.
What is the R in R Kelly? Is it Ronald?
I don't know. It's probably horrible, though. I wouldn't Google it at work.
No?
No, I wouldn't. Just saying. Okay. Don't.
I've never wondered it, but I do now. You don't want me to? I'd love it if it was like Ronald or
do it on your computer.
Oh, it's nothing to get excited about. Robert.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I'm going to, because my middle name's Robert, I'm going to be like Scott R. Mills now.
Bob Kelly.
I'm going to make that a thing. Bob Kelly and Lady Gaga. Do what you want. Armin Van Buuren coming up. Should we do Christmas now? Why not?
Are we doing it right now?
It's Friday, isn't it? I think we should.
All right.
Oh, Jake from Swansea says, because of you, when that song comes on, I scrunch up my face and nod to the beat. Doesn't matter who I'm with or where I am. It just happens. I know. Someone's just been on to me going, blooming heck, I just fell off my bed. Radio 1 went really loud then. Sorry. I think it's back working now if you're listening in the Midlands. But people were turning it up to kind of compensate when it went really quiet. And then it was during Ellie Goulding. So sorry if we scared you.
Was it Ellie Goulding? Was it Lady? It's almost like something's kind of flushed the system out.
Yeah, I think it was Ellie Goulding.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. I just turned it up and now it just scared the out of me when it came back on. That's Martin. Sorry, Martin.
Anyway, we're all ready.
We're ready for another Christmas song because we're going to be deep in it, aren't we, from next week because it's going to be December. So I think we should play the one that we recorded last year.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's been a bit of Twitter kind of requests for this, people saying, you know, would really like to hear it. There's been a bit of a demand, like, when are you going to play it again?
Nice chance to hear a very small bit of Becky rapping.
Yeah, that's on.
Our singing, of course. There's a video that goes with this as well on YouTube.
There is. Hashtag perfect Christmas single. This was like a year ago.
Yeah.
Where we tried to make the perfect Christmas song. We got our mates Frisky and Manish to help. And, I mean, this is a full-on Christmas song. But I think, you know, it's all over the TV now. You go to the shops, it's everywhere. I think now is the time.
We did it. I mean, we tried to take all the bits that you find in other Christmas songs and bung them together and to try and make this song.
The perfect Christmas single. Yeah, we got loads of advice from people that had made Christmas songs, like the bloke off Slade, Noddy Holder.
Yeah.
He was on. And loads of people that have had massive, massive Christmas hits to ask them what were the ultimate ingredients to a Christmas song. We put them all together.
And we used the word, create the word Franken-sensational, of course, which was huge.
It's a beautiful tune, if you've not heard it before. This is the perfect Christmas single by us.
I saw your status change. Your life's been rearranged. It must be really strange to be on your own now.
You have no message.
I think that sounded really good. I think it's matured in a year.
Well, the point was, when we made that you wouldn't necessarily like it last year, that every year it goes, it will eventually become a classic.
Yeah,
give it
30
years.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it now, you'll love it in the future, maybe.
Someone's like, I just feel like I've walked into Disneyland. It's like you just switched on Glee, isn't it?
Mm.
And turn it off. Loads of people already know the words, like, and they haven't heard it for a year. Ollie says, I declare it Christmas from today because Scott Mills has started playing Christmas songs. Time to buy a jumper. This is brilliant. I was dumped yesterday, says Sasha Keane. Sounding beaut on Radio 1. The perfect Christmas single, says Claire. Also, someone says, isn't it weird that I know all the words to the perfect Christmas single? It's the best Christmas song ever. That's from Tom.
It's not.
It's not, no. Well, no, it's not. But it's got all the ingredients. We tried our best. I've never heard this before. What was that, says somebody. That's the perfect Christmas single. It does fill you with Christmas cheer, I think you'll find.
Not some people.
I know. But that happened last year as well. Give it, like I say, number 20, 30 years, it will. Whale says, is it bad that I still know all the words to your Christmas single? Loads of people saying that. It's weird, isn't it? The stuff your brain retains. Why would you remember the words to that ever?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some people are feeling well guilty that they just quite enjoyed a Christmas song in November. Don't feel sad about it. Don't ever feel guilty. It's absolutely fine. You know I like to start early. Like, to be honest, this is late for me.
Merz has tweeted.
What's Merz saying?
More Christmas songs, lads. I'm lacking in festive spirit at the moment.
He's normally the first one to go in on a Christmas jumper.
Wow.
Anyway, next week, I reckon it'll be, I don't know, but I reckon it'll be like a Christmas song every day on Radio 1, will it? Every show?
I think it all changes when you get into December, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I'm happy to do one at this stage. And it was, I mean, it's good. I think it's nearly as good as proper Crimbo. Not quite as good as Geraldine, our one. And I'm happy with that. I think we hit the mark.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard, hi. You all right?
Yeah, I remember that. It's a good tune.
Yeah, really good. How are you, right?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you?
Really good.
Good to see you.
You too.
Missed you last week.
I know.
I mean, love Dev, but I love you.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't do many Fridays anymore, so it's good to...
One of those.
...to be here on a Friday. Now, have you heard about our... transfer deadline thing?
Well, you just explained it to me off air and I thought you were going about football. So for 2 minutes I was thinking, what, the transfer deadline's open already?
No, but that's what it's kind of, this is, I've really come round to this idea.
That's
now.
What he wants to make it like.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So anyone in a relationship after the 4th of December must remain with their partner until Monday the 6th of January next year.
Why though?
It's too cruel to dump somebody over Christmas.
If you start going out with them on the 4th though,
no.
You can't get a big present. Surely just a card will suffice.
No, but you can deal with that in however much you want. But it'll be well cruel to break up with someone around Christmas time.
Now, of course, no one should be dumped on account of this show. But if you were thinking about it, or maybe you're confused about the state of your relationship, you don't know where you are. Are you in one? Are you not? This is the time where you will find out. Before Christmas, you know?
I thought you're leaning on to like Scott's helpline at Christmas if you get finished after the 4th of December or something. We can help you.
No, no, but it's going to be amazing because I think we're going to make a proper thing of it.
Okay.
Well, this is what I'm thinking anyway.
He wants helicopters.
Scott's...
He wants it to be like deadline day on the TV for the football.
Yeah. I want Harry Redknapp reading out his car window, that kind of thing.
Jeff Stelling.
Yeah, he's on.
Right, let's play Real or No Real. With Danny Howard, he's on tomorrow on Dance Anthems at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
What about this?
Tory MP Michael Fabricant decided to spice up his appearance in the House of Commons for Prime Minister's questions this week by wearing a very large comedy moustache.
Wacky. Wacky MP.
That'd be funny though.
Oh, okay. So he's probably doing this, you know, for charity reasons to highlight certain things. I imagine that's probably why he would be doing this round.
Which
time
is a valid excuse. A valid excuse.
So, I'm going to say real. My first thought that came to my head was Morris dancing, because of what we were talking earlier. But then why would he be Morris dancing in the House of Parliament?
Chris went to his local village fair last night, Pinner Pantomime, and the Morris dancers were on, and he's now decided he wants to be one.
Why?
They're
great.
You'd love it.
Have you got rhythm? You need rhythm.
I don't think you do. You have a few beers and you dance around. It's hilarious.
With bells on and stuff, right?
It's so good, though. I love
bells
it.
On your toes?
Yeah.
You would make a fantastic Morris dancer.
Do you think? Why?
No, you just got that look about you. Which...
Yeah. Look like a Morris dancer. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say real as well, and I really hope he went to town with the wax and everything.
That one's real.
Yes, he did do it in the Commons this week. It was for Movember, and he did look absolutely ridiculous. We've got a picture here. Look him up. Yeah.
Oh yes.
Oh, very whoa. Good.
Absolutely ridiculous.
That's like he's got a squirrel on his face.
Yeah. And next...
The city of Leicester was disappointed to miss out on being named the next UK City of Culture last week, especially as local celebrity Engelbert Humperdinck was already on stage, ready to perform at the victory celebration.
Oh, not again.
It was Eurovision.
Yes.
Humperdinck.
Poor old Engelbert, I love him.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
We love him. Let's hope that didn't happen again. So, Leicester loses out to Hull as the City of Culture. Did you see them discussing... Hull being the City of Culture on Gogglebox?
No.
When
so this is confirmed. Hull is the centre. Right, okay. Congratulations.
That is a great programme, by the way. I watched it for the first time last night. Good. I love the poshos. They're good.
The poshos are good. Did you see it where he was making a drink while on her head?
Yes.
So good.
What a skill.
I love them. I like it when they watch things like Made in Chelsea as well and they just swear at the TV. There were people going, where's Hull? So did Engelbert Humperdinck, after his crushing Eurovision defeat a couple of years ago, miss out again, being on stage in Leicester, and then Hull won it.
It wasn't because he performed, though, was it?
No.
Oh, I don't know. It's tricky. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real.
Is it real or no real?
That one is no real.
Oh, thank God for that. Ooh. Can't be having that with Engelbert again. What about this?
Kings of Leon once got lost at night on St Andrew's golf course, and Jared ended up urinating on the 17th fairway.
Oh.
What were they doing on a golf course in the middle of the night?
I don't know.
Mm. Well, is that where the party was? Must have been. Do we have any other details?
No, we don't. Sorry. All I know is that they got caught short on St Andrew's golf course and had a little whittle on the 17th hole.
Right.
In the hole.
Okay. It's an odd one, this.
It is.
It is odd, because why were they at a golf course? And also, I've been to St Andrews. It's a lovely place. Don't wee on the floor, please.
No, it's definitely against the etiquette.
Definitely is. That's the place where everyone's got a blazer on, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely everybody.
It's quite rock and roll, though, to do that. And you know, you'd expect that from a band, to do something like that.
Yeah.
In a posh place.
Chris didn't feel like he belonged there when he went to St Andrews.
I didn't, no. I went to St Andrews fairly recently.
Don't wear trainers in St Andrews. Oof.
That was it. I texted Scott saying, for me, it was kind of odd, because it was like the whole town is like a golf course almost. And I looked out the window and everyone was in shoes. So I actually text Scott to say, you've been to St Andrews before. You know, is trainers all right out and about?
No.
Because
no, in capital letters.
No. So what I ended up doing is just sort of hiding in the hotel room until I had to go DJ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it made things easier.
No one can see your feet in the DJ box either, so you're all right.
You have to walk in, though, and they'll be looking at your shoes. They will at St Andrews.
They will judge you.
Now, Kings of Leon caught short on St Andrews golf course.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Is there
absolutely
one?
True. They were playing a gig in St Andrews and got lost on the way to the hotel. Ended up on the golf course by accident and, yeah... When you gotta go. And next,
Twitter have started removing the blue tick from celebrities who are no longer famous enough.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
I've wondered about this. I've wondered if this happens, you know.
What, so you get stripped of your blue tick?
Yeah.
What? Who decides that?
I thought they were just dishing them out nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, you think there really is no quality control now?
No, they can have one, like his name. I don't know.
How was it done? Out of interest, does it suddenly appear? I mean, is someone up there deciding?
Yes,
because
yeah, they are.
There's some questionable ticks about.
Like who?
I don't know off the top of my head, but no, I do every now and then. I see a tick and I look at it.
Well, the blue tick is just saying that is the person that it's supposed to be.
No, it's not, because then everyone I'd have a blue tick. Everyone would have a blue tick.
No, but it just verifies you as being that person,
right? But it's only famous people who have that tick.
Well, yes, because they would be really the only people that would need to verify. Like, I'm not being rude.
So no one else, it doesn't really matter who anyone else is, Scott?
Kind of.
Maybe you need to know someone who knows someone.
No, but
it's not important that I am the real me, is it?
No, but I'm not really. Well, who's going to impersonate you?
You should start making fake Twitter accounts of yourself.
Okay, someone like Justin Bieber's going to have, and does have, hundreds of thousands of people pretending to be him.
I agree.
Bob Scraggins in Scunthorpe probably doesn't have that as much. That's why there's a blue tick to verify, that's all I'm saying.
I see. Danny, have you got a blue tick?
Oh, why just me this?
You've got a blue tick, haven't
you?
He
so has.
Yeah, so have you, Scott.
Yeah.
You've both got blue ticks. Anyway.
Awkward.
No real.
No real. So they're not removing the blue tick from non-famouses.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Phew, thank God for that. I'll be off. And at the end of that...
I got 30, Danny got 40.
Yes!
One for one!
Yes!
And he wins.
What's on your show tomorrow then?
We've got Afrojack in the guest mix. You like Afrojack and AD. Push the Tempo, Reload, Sebastian Ingrosso. It's going to be good.
Nice. Danny Howard, tomorrow, 4 o'clock, Dance Anthems, and well done on winning today.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can we just talk about this that's on my screen right now, please? I've just literally seen this.
What's on your screen? Ah, yes, okay.
There's a thing that looks like it's off a rolling news channel, you know, with all the scrolling messages going underneath. What is this, please?
It's become a thing. This transfer deadline day, I've really come around to the idea that we make it as similar to the football one as possible.
But it really looks like it. It's all like yellow and red and blue colours all over the screen.
It's good, isn't it? It's really becoming a thing.
So this is next week, next Wednesday, the 4th of December. at 3 p.m. We were saying this. Anyone in a relationship after this deadline has to remain with their current partner until 3 p.m. on Monday, the 6th of January. Danny Howard is like, why is it so specific? Because in previous years I've done it and people have been all over the place not knowing where they stood. If you make it direct times and dates, people know where they are.
I just imagine guys like setting their watch by it. 10, 9, 8, 3, 2, 1, you are done.
This is only people that maybe have been thinking about it for a while or they don't know where they are in their relationship. But this now looks like a thing that you might find on like a sports channel.
I think we're going to make a big day of this.
A sports news channel.
I think previously, as you said, the transfer deadline day, we've talked about it, but we haven't really done a proper date. Like, I want to step up a gear this year.
Okay, so this thing says, breaking news, it's too cruel to dump someone over the Christmas period. All relationship statuses must be clarified by Wednesday. Relationship transfer deadline day. Latest, Scott Mills and Chris Starr present live and interactive coverage as this year's transfer deadline day approaches. You're making it sound like a proper
it's
news
on.
Thing.
Are you
and there's a hashtag.
It's all on, seriously.
Hashtag R1 transfer deadline day.
Do you like it?
And I like it also. What you, did you make this?
Well, I was
involved.
Had
some help.
Yes.
Yeah. Great, I love it.
Had a bit of help. I like the disclaimer as well in really small print at the bottom. So, I mean, it is there.
Look, tell your mates and also share this around because I think this is the point here. We need the word to get out about deadline day. Let's all get involved.
So Radio 1 Facebook and Radio 1 Twitter right now. If you're not following us on Twitter, why not? At BBCR1. And you'll see this beautiful bit of artwork that Chris has mocked up, which makes it look like it's on some of the sports channel.
I'd like you to take this, you know, quite seriously. I'm talking about dressing up smart and stuff like that. Let's really go for it.
You're going for the full Harry Redknapp,
yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, I want Harry Redknapp out of the car window, okay. Talking about it, that kind of thing.
It says, no one should be dumped on account of the Scott Mills Show. Scott and Chris are the last people who should be giving advice. Dumpings should only be brought forward to the 4th of December if they were already planned for Christmas. Your happiness and your partner's happiness may be at stake if you attempt to dump during December. It's like I've done that kind of terms and conditions thing before, isn't it?
Really fast.
Yeah. So that's it. Tell your mates if they are thinking of getting rid of somebody. Maybe it's not working out. You only have until Wednesday, 4th of December. That's this coming Wednesday at 3 p.m. Otherwise, you've got to stay with them all over Christmas. Remember, if there's Christmas decorations up in the house, it's not fair.
Not yet, though. It's too early.
Yeah, but like if they've got decorations in the house, which a lot of people will have by next week, that's not on. That's
no,
what we're saying.
No.
You can't do it until the 6th of January at 3 p.m.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that was Friday's show. Listen on Monday between 1 and 4 p.m. We're back on Radio 1 at lunchtime. If you can't listen live, maybe you prefer it as a sleeping aid, then download this podcast.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.